Salafa is Ein lo yelus chori. It is meikar hadin before the takon is that all you have a right to go to get back is only the schar to pay for the work that you did. The Rashi says schar kli is schar pula just for the work you did, but you do not even get paid back for the worth of your wine. But v'yamom al atzil shalacho v'yata noisin li demei shali chayiv liten loy. But let's say the person speaks sakhlili and says, listen, I'll save you honey. In other words, I'll throw out my wine, but only if you're going to pay me back for the value of my wine. Then, of course, the person has to pay him for the value of his wine. What's going to be shotaf nochal chamoroi v'chamor chaveri shaloi? They're like, the river took away your donkey and your friend's donkey. And they're both like drowning. And you can only save one of them. Now, shaloi, your for money, yours is only worth $100. V'shachaveri masayim, and your friend's is worth $200. So therefore, what did you do? V'niach zeh shaloi, you left yours drowned. V'itzel eshachaveri, you went to save your friends, to save the $200 one. So again, if you didn't make up any conditions here, same lo yelus charoi, the person only has to pay you for a workman, that's all. But he does not have to pay you the $100 that you lost your chamor. But if you speak out and say clearly, listen, I'll save yours. If you save, pay me back how much mine is worth. And achlami, then the locher is, then he has to pay you the $100, the worth of your chamor. So Mora says now, alright, turn over. Yes, again, so Gemara is like this. The Yamai, why do we say in the Reisha of the Mishnah, in the case of the barrel of wine, in the case of the barrel of honey, that when you spill out your wine, you do not receive your money back, and the honey goes back to the owner of the honey, for Yamai. Leimele, why can't the person that owned the wine, and now he saved the honey, why can't he say, Mefkerikozachina, like the whole honey should belong to me right now? Because since your barrel broke and the honey was dripping out, it was all going liibut. It was like hefka. So when I saved it, now I saved it for myself. So it should be like it should all belong to me. Mila tanya, didn't we learn? Somebody was holding a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil. And he saw that they were breaking. And in other words, it's all going to go out liibut. It's going to start to spill and be lost. So lo yoyma, the person has no right to say now, hareze truma maisra perish reshli b'terbesi, that this wine or this oil now should be truma for the fruits, for the peris I have in my house. And the imam, if he did say it, lo yoyma klum, he didn't say anything. Why? Why is it no good? Because since this wine now is herlich libet, it's like hefka, it's like you don't own it. So therefore you can't make truma out of it. So you see something that's herlich libet, something that's going to be lost, we don't consider it to be like yours, it's considered like it's lost already. Say also in the Mishnah, the honey should be considered like it's lost, and when you save it, it should become yours. So our answer is our Mishnah is talking about like the Yomer Reb Yumya Kishoko Beis Habad Korachaleh, when there's something wrapped around the barrel, like we'll see later on. Hizochinam here also Kishiko Beis Habad Korachaleh, there's something wrapped around this barrel of honey. So Rashi says, Tadufshna korachole chov yishel dvash kishur biegel, for lo yishpech hakol, it's not going to all be spilled out. It's not talking about the honey was cracked, the barrel, that it would have went libud. Eliminatev mat mat, it was only dripping a little bit at a time. And therefore, v'leke hefker. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, that the honey really wouldn't have been all spilled out so fast. So of course, it's not considered hefker here, and therefore the owner of the wine does not have a right to get back his money. He like only gets back for the work that he did, and he lost out his wine. The one that has the honey, like the owner of the honey, still keeps his honey and does not have to pay more than just a workman. Is it true that what you say, if you say truma, that it's not chal at all truma? V'atani would not like this. Misha v'abaderech, somebody's going on the road. Or mayus biyodi, and he has money in his hands. V'yonas kinegdoi, and someone's coming away now to force to take the money away from him. So lo yomer should not say hare perish yeshli b'teich beisi mechulolam amoyes alolu. Listen, the maisi sheni that I have back at home, let those peris be mechulu now on the money that's right now that I have right now here. Because since this money is going to be holich libut, like there's an onus, there's somebody here taking away the money from you, so you're not supposed to do that. You shouldn't make the peris of maisi sheni mechul on this money, since like you know you're not going to be able to take this money to Yerushalayim. The imam, but if you did say it, dvarav kayomim. So you see, even though something is holich libut, it's still considered it belongs to you right now. And therefore, the maisi sheni is chal. So why did we say before the trum is not chal? We're talking about here, true, somebody's trying to take away your money, but it's possible to save it. you could save it. So therefore, the money is still called in your rishus. Therefore, we say the ma'aser sheni is chal. Mori is the kashi b'shiyachol ata. We're talking about now that you could save your money, so it's not called lost at all. So even lechatchila, amai loy, how come we said lechatchila you can't be mafresh your ma'aser sheni of this money? Why not? It should be considered like it's your money. So more answer is. The Torah says you can only save it at the atchak. So therefore, lechatchila you shouldn't say this. But I call upon him the ever though. If you do it, then it's good. So therefore, it's no kashan before. When the truma, the barrel of wine is broken, that's all going to be spilled out now. That's called herlich libud. You can't save it. So the atchak is like hefker. You can't make it into truma. But over here by this money, since it's possible, they have chak very hardly, you will be able to save it. Therefore, we do not consider it like it's hefker, it still belongs to you. That's why, with the evidence, if you put the yamaisa sheni on it, the matsheni is chal. Now the Gemara is the kasha, v'chol heichod yikah hefseido, lechetchilo lo yoimar. Anytime there's a hefsed, is it true that lechetchilo you should not say it? Another word, Tanya, we learned like this, harei shoho yoloi ese chov yeshotevel, tomei. If somebody has 10 barrels of tevel, that's already tomei. He was not mafra to truma some ISIS from it yet, it's tevel, but it became tomei. For ro achas mehen shenish tabro, and he saw one of them breaking, oi shenis galso, or else one of them became uncovered, is oimu, he has the right to say, harehi truma smaiser al tisha chavruseo, that this should be the truma smaiser on the other 9/10. But over
it's like Rashi says, here it's smut even lechatchila. Because we're talking about right now is Maisa Rishon Asutfa or Trumas Maisa. Now Trumas Maisa here, that's Tomei, for a Kayan to use it, he can't use it. Because since it's Tomei, he can't use it. What is it I meant for this wine now? Lizilof Stamig in a sprinkler, like it's Mutta Bahano. Like we'll see later on in the Gemara, we're talking about new wine, that it's not so fit even for Zilof, a sprinkler, to make it smell nice. Therefore it's called the Hefsed Muet. So where it's only a small loss to the Kayan, then you are allowed even Lechatchila to make it a truma, trumas maisa. This is the kasha. But just like before, by shas hatchak, was only called the hefsed muet. There we said lechatchila you can't do it, and here we see where it's a hefsed muet, where it's only a little loss. You are allowed to lechatchila. What about the right? And then the price says uba shemen. But let's say it's oil. Then loyasa kain. Then you can't do it. If my hefsed kain, because here it's going to be like a hefsed meruba for a kain, because shemen could be used for burning purposes. So even though the shemen of Trum is Tomei, so what? Still it's Chazir Lahadlik, to use it for burning purposes. Therefore be a big hefset for the Kohen, therefore you should not make this into be Trum is Amaisis. So Kol Ponim, you see here with a little hefset, it's Mut L'chitchila. So Nisda Gemara says, Amr B'Yirmiyo, M'kir She'ok Al Beis Abad Korachalei. Again, we're talking about this very small hefset here. It's not called the Pseid at all, because here the barrel is not really broken. It's only exceeded, like a little bit is dripping out. So therefore, it's a very, very small loss. But Shenkein, before we could only save it at the Adchak, that's called a bigger loss. There it's also Lechatchila. So more explains now. Bishleima Shenishbro, Bishleima, if the barrel breaks, Chazia, you could use it, like we're saying right now. You could still use it, it's only dripping out a little bit, you could still save it. And you could use the Truma Tamei, the rest of it, either Lezilof, or else the shaman you could use for burning purposes, you could use it. Elo nizgalso, but in one of the cases before was, where the barrel became uncovered. You mean you left it overnight uncovered? If so, lamai chazia, what could it be used for? Like Rashi says, afilo lachakatoni, oima rehu truma. As is the kasha, alma we see, lefsed muet lechosha, we're not choshit for hefsed muet. Because here lechura, since there's an issa of gilui on it, you can't use it right now. V'chi teme, maybe you tell me no, chazia lezilof. Still, you could use it lezilof. You could still use it to sprinkle on the floor to make it smell good. For the Gemara Nova, Tanya, we learned like this. Ma yim shenis galu. If you have water that was left overnight uncovered. So again, we have a chash that maybe a snake came and drank from it. Then he left some poison inside it. So therefore, the locher is, harei ze lo yishofchem rishus rabim. You're not supposed to spill this into rishus rabim. Because maybe people walk on it or use this water and it has poison on it. Maybe they'll have a cut on their foot and the poison will go into it. Or else, lo yigbo bem esatit. Also, you can't make cement with it. Or else, or some of the girsa Rashi has, lo yashke bem behemtoi. Also, mishum shkona safoshes. For lo yarbets bem esabayis. You're not allowed to sprinkle it on your floors in your house. For lo yashke bem es behemtoi. You can't give it the behemoth heat. For lo yibem es chaveroi.
So luchuri, you see what? It's not chazi if anything. So luchuri, it's a big hesed meruba here. So if so, how come lechatchila you're allowed to do it? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, b'misanenes kriya b'nechemya. That is talking about where it had a sif. Part of it was misanenes. Rashi says it means kli agavi kli v'noisem hashmar b'toich elyoin v'uke kavur v'yayim mistanam yelov. It's like one kli on top of another kli, and the bottom was like a sifta that it sifts down into the bottom one by itself. In such a case, according to Nechemya, there's no isegilui. The Tanya learned like this. Misanenis. In the case we have these two kelim, one on top of another, yesh ba mishum gilui. The Tanakama holds, you have to cover the top part of the kli. If the top part of the kli was uncovered, then there's an isegilui over here. The Rashi says, sorok lechastas elyon, kadesh lo yishteh boi nochesh, in order the snake should not drink from it. Even though the water, like the wine, purifies itself on the bottom, it goes down into the strainer. We're afraid that the poison that went into the wine will go down into the strainer also, and therefore the bottom part is also. That's what the Tanakhama holds. However, Omar Rabbi Nechemya says, "Ein Mosai, when is this true? Bizman shatachtoin amagula. If even the bottom one is also uncovered, then true, then the poison will go straight through. Avu bizman shatachtoin amachusa. But if the bottom one is covered up, then afalpi shayin amagula. Even though the top one is uncovered, ain't bamishum gilui. I tell there's no vista gilui. Lefi sheres ashel nochish doimel esvug, because the poison of the nochish is like a svug." Like a sponge, that it stays on top, floats on top, and it does not go down through the strainer. So therefore, what's on the bottom part is mutter. So that's what we're talking about over here. You left the top part open, but not the bottom part. So therefore, the bottom part is still usable. Therefore, it's not called a hefset. So Mar says, though, but lav itmar alo, didn't we learn upon this? That Omer Rabbi Simon, Omer Meshuv and Levi, Loi Shana, when was this learned? Elish Loi Torku. If nobody mixed it up, like Rashi says, Pish Loi Irvu Odom. Then we say it's Muta, the bottom part of it. Avo Torku also, but if a person came and mixed it up, then Lamaisa it's also. So the Mora says, no, Hosam Nami Efshe de Monach Midi Apume de Chavito, de Shofule. That means that you could put something on the mouth of the kli and spill it out very gently. The kids, you don't have to mix up the bottom part. So therefore, according to Nechemya, it's lashon of that hosanami efshe de monach midi apume de chaviti. It could be you put a cloth on the top of the chavis to shofle that you moved it out very gently. So therefore, it could be that you didn't mix it up. Therefore, according to Nechemya, even though it was nesgala here, it would still be usable. Therefore, it's not called a hefsid. That's why the chetchil is not to take off the trumas meisa one for the other. Now the Gemara's kasha though, from Nechemya mitame atomei mitarminon, is it true that you take off trumas meisa from one barrel of tumah? For the other barrels, is it true? For your tani, we learned like this: tormin min hatomei ala tomei, or min ator ala tor, or min ator ala tomei. That you ought to take off truma from something that's tamei for tevel that's tamei, and something that's tor for tevel that's tor, and something that's tor even for tevel that's tor tamei. Avoloi minat tamei ala tor. But the opposite way, no. If you have tevel that's tor, so that would have been edible for the kohen. You can't take off truma for something that's tamei. However, Rabbi Nechemya says, af min hatamei ala tamei loy hetiru litrim. Even from Tommy and Tommy also you should not take off. It's also not Kedai. So that's the kash. Like if you want to tell me now before we're going according to Rav Nechemya, he already can't take off Tumma and Tumma. Only by Demalik, Rashi says, El Bishel Demai Hekilu, Mishum Deroiva Moritz, Maestrene, Nekvam, Nisaser, therefore it's Mutta. But otherwise on Tumma you can't take off. So Moritz, I'll tell you, Enechnami, Hochinami Bishel Demai. Here also we're talking about that these barrels wasn't real tevel, but it was demai. It was something you bought for Namoritz, so it was a suffix that has to take off truma samaisa sanat. Therefore, you can take off minatome elatome. Now, what we say before, uvishemen lo yasekein, but if what was in the barrels was shemen, then you should not do it, in a case where it was broken. Because now you're losing out for the kain. So why? Because even though it's tamei, but it could be used for burning purposes, so it's a big loss for the kohen, the fact that the kli broke, or the fact that it was nizgala, therefore don't do it. For the more mice, you know, shemen. The rear lahadlik, why do you say shemen is called the big loss? Because shemen, even though it's tummy, you could use for burning purposes, that's a big hano. So Gemara asks, yayin ami, royal is ilif, even wine also it's used. Wine could be used for sprinkling purposes. You could sprinkle the wine on the floor of the house to make it smell nice. Vichitayman, maybe you tell me, zilif lav milsi, no, it's a very cheap thing, it's not worth that much. It's not called that much hano, just use wine for zilif. So Gemara asks, no. I've omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, mishum Rabbi Chiya. Shoisin milug b'sela or mezalfin milug b'shtayim, like you drink wine for a lug that costs only $1, but use it for wine, it costs $2. Rashi says l'shtiyim yimtsiyayim b'zul lug b'sela yikach. If you only want the wine for drinking purposes, buy cheap wine, even one you get pay only $1 for. Aval azalap, if you want to use the wine for sprinkling purposes, then make sure you buy very good wine. See, because it's hano yisairi, Rashi says. So kids, you see, it's called a lot of enjoyment. So why do you tell me now that the wine that's tomei is not such a big loss for the kayin? Why not? They could have used it lazilof. So Gemara says, "Hocha b'mayaskin." You know what we're talking about over here? This barrel of wine b'chodosh. It's a new barrel of wine. Like the wine is fresh. So therefore, it's not roi lazilof. So Gemara says, "So what?" But for royal yashna, very good. Give this barrel of wine to the kohen right now, even though it's fresh wine right now. He can't use it now with zilof, but let him hold on to it. He'll hold on to it for a year or two, and then he'll use it with zilof. Tomorrow says no. That he can't do, since we're talking about right now, it's tamei. So since it's tamei, we don't want the kohen to hold on to it. He'll come with the etakola, maybe come to drink from it. So therefore, we don't want him, if he could use it right now, good. But to hold on to it for a long time, that we don't want him to do. For the Gemara, if so, Shemen Ami Yosef L'Dei Takola. So Shemen also, then what do you say, could use it for burning purposes? Like you don't burn it all in one shot, you want to save it. So how could you save this Shemen? If the Shemen is Truma Temeya, it should be Yosef Mishum Takola. So Mora says, the Monach B'Kli Mois. I tell you, puts it in a disgusting Kli. So the kids of them were not afraid to come to use it for food, feeding purposes, since it's in a Kli Mois. So for the Gemara, if so, Yayin Ami, Monach Leibu Kli Mois, if so, give the same Eitzah by wine. You should save this wine for the Kohen. It's not good for Ziluf now, it's fresh wine. Let the Kohen store it away in a Mias Kli, in a bad Kli, so we won't be afraid, they'll come to eat from it. So Gemara says, Hastil Ziluf Kaboyulei, the Kli Mois Kamonachlei. In other words, if you want to use this Kli Ziluf, so you want it to become old in good form, you want it to be chosh of a wine, you don't put it in a kli mois. They won't help you. So now to put it in a kli mois, it's not going to be good lezilof. So therefore, by wine, it's not called such a big loss for the kohen. So therefore, it's mutter to make a truma. Mashen came the shemen that he could use and store it away to save it to use for burning purposes. Therefore, that's called a big loss. Now the Gemara asks, Nadamor says, but the kola atzma tanohi, that I were afraid mishum takola, that may become to drink from the wine that's tummy, if you can store it away or not, that's a machlokes tanoim. The tanya will not like this. Chovius shel yayin shel truma shina tamas. If you have a barrel of wine of truma, that became tummy. So beisham mayim